Ah, you must be the warrior from Ran. I hope you've returned to us well rested. Excellent. As I'm sure you're aware, you've been assigned to my company only temporarily until it can be decided where you can best serve. I can't imagine you'll be here more than a few days. That being the case, I've assigned you to a simple position for the time being. You will be patrolling the northwestern perimeter of the camp during the sixth watch between 9 p.m. and 1 a.m. Incursions this far into Raksumi are highly unlikely, but do not excuse yourself from keeping a close watch on the tree line for that reason. I expect you to keep a strict vigil. Is that understood? Good. Very well. My adjutant will show you to your tent. You'll be needing plenty of sleep for the night ahead.
A range of sounds. I never imagined. Who am I? That's a good question. How would you like me to answer it? My name? Name. Name. I'm sorry. I enjoy how that makes my teeth vibrate. I don't believe I have a name. I'm sorry. What am I? Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. I've heard your kind say it once before. I believe it begins with an S. Something like sauce? Sus? Yes, that sounds familiar. Oh, that's the one. I am Saskarane. You thought we were nothing but a myth. Not I. I'm as real as you are. And thanks to you, I am now human as well. Yes, you. You see, I can become any animal I wish. Peafowl, viper, boar, really anything. This is the case for all my family. However, for as long as I have lived, the human form has eluded me. This is the case for my family as well. But I have always believed, with the truest resolve, that if only I could convince a human that I was more than a mere beast, I would finally be able to take their form. And here we are! I had not meant to be spotted in tiger form. I hope I didn't startle you too much. To wander the forests at night as a creature on the lower end of the food chain would be asking for death to come to you. And I could not change my shape with your eyes upon me. How was it that you came to recognize my true nature anyway? Was it the way I reached my paw toward you? Or perhaps the way I genuflected before you? What? How is it I know how to speak if I have never worn human lips before today? You ask many good questions. I fear I must disappoint you once again, though I now know how much I did not know. I know not how it is that I do not know how I got the know-how to speak, if indeed I do know how to speak. That sentence sounded rather odd. Oh, no. Though I do know of a few Suskerain who have tried to become human, I have not heard of any other having managed to enter human form. And it's unlikely to happen again within the foreseeable future. Less of us even try, the more time goes on, for fear of humanity. Why? I suppose it's partly because many simply fear we will never be accepted. But more so, it has to do with how humans treat animals. Those they have not tamed are mostly seen as either pests or threats. Many Suskerain have lost their lives after stumbling into a human simply because they could not escape before a sword was drawn or an arrow was launched. But I do not fear mankind. I would have approached humanity even earlier, but for my parents. They made it very clear that I was forbidden to do so, as they had been in their youth. I'm certain such tradition is meant to prevent us from risking our lives, but I could resist no longer, and I'm so glad it worked. Even if it means I am no longer welcome among my own family. How do we communicate amongst ourselves? Oh, well, we may not have the same powers of speech, but we have found ways to do it. How do I say this? There are simple gestures capable of being made by any animal, but when we need to say more, we enter langur form. Their hands and digits are capable of creating a great many delicate and precise signs. That's how my parents let me know that I was not to visit your kind. If I have broken one of the laws of the Suscarine, it's reason enough to preclude my return. Unless they wish to be abandoned as well. And of course, I wouldn't want that for them. Perhaps I shouldn't have let my curiosity get the better of me. I have always been somewhat impetuous. Now, I have no idea where I'll go. Maybe I could try to take up residence in a human village. But I wouldn't know the first thing about how to make that work. What? What did you say? You would allow for me to remain by your side? Oh, I don't mind following you into war. I mean, you are responsible for my finally achieving human form, and you've just offered for me to keep you company. If, in order to do so, I must fight by your side, I believe the price would be worth it. I fought to stay alive in the wilderness all my life. This should be no different. On one condition? Anything, you need but speak it. I must take a name? I suppose that makes sense if names are so important. Must I purchase one? Ah, that is good. I've witnessed humans put a price on other, more valuable resources. Like food and water, for instance. So I worried it might be the same in the case of names. But I don't know any names. How am I to choose one if I cannot call any to my mind? You would give me one? Oh, yes, please! Doja. Doja? Doja. I like it. And what is your name? Oh, I don't like that name. Can I give you another one? Or perhaps a title of some sort? Oh, come now. I have just the thing. Ironheart. You look like you're about to ask why. So I'll just tell you. It is the perfect name for the warrior with a strong will, unflinching in the face of danger. As you were when you came to stumble upon what you must have thought was a wild tiger. Surely, your bravery is unmatched in all the realm. Oh, I'm so glad you like it. Does this mean we are friends now? I've never had a human friend before. Oh, this is so exciting. And also nerve-wracking. I'd happily extend you an offer of hospitality, but, well, I don't have a home, so that would be quite difficult. You're right. We'll be too busy anyway, fighting side by side against the enemy. Who is this enemy, anyway? Oh, I have so much yet to learn. Come, tell me everything.